Welcome to Man Made, a podcast hosted by me, Pete Wicks, where we're going to find out what it takes to be a man. To mark Mental Health Awareness Week, we're releasing some mini episodes featuring some of the guests we've got coming up on the pod, specifically talking about men's mental health. The full episodes will be available wherever you watch and listen very soon, but for now, I hope you can take something from this. For today's mini pod, here's Youngblood. Your kind of rise and trajectory has been so fucking massive.
Wild.
I mean, like, it's fucking incredible. The impact of that and kind of growing as a man and finding yourself in the background of that whilst having this public-facing persona is a fucking lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot to deal with.
It has been a lot.
How has that kind of affected your own kind of mental health and highs and lows of that? What are your kind of coping mechanisms for that? Have you learned how to do that? What do you struggle with, you know?
I think I really needed to stop at the end of last year. You know, I think, like, we were like, tour album. You know what I mean? There was no second to kind of breathe. I could see it. I was like, getting depressed because I was like, I was kind of stuck in a place and people knew me for a thing I was at 21.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oof, I'm not growing here because I'm just on the road or making an album. I'm not like feeling anything at all. At the end of the last album, I said, right, let me get a tour out of the way and then I need to stop. I need to take some time to be like, who am I? And I remember I was like pushing it down. I was drinking too much. I was eating. My relationship with food got crazy. I was literally just like, anything that could distract me from feeling anything at all.
So, I mean, using things, you know, alcohol and other things, and, you know,
binging.
I've done it. Alcohol was a big thing for me, and it was to numb emotion.
That's what I'm saying, because you just don't want to feel.
No, because I didn't trust myself in how I felt. So I didn't know how I could deal with some of the feelings that I was potentially feeling. And a lot of that for me was anger. Anger was my biggest fucking thing growing up and was through kind of a lot of my formative years and as a younger man. Up until really, I was kind of, you know, 4 years ago.
Yeah,
until,
man,
something happened where I thought, fuck, I've held down so much because I haven't taken time to reflect on who I am, where I'm going and what I'm doing. And that doesn't mean having the answer to everything, but I didn't understand who the fuck I was. But I kept telling myself I did.
Categorically.
And it's fucking dangerous.
It's trippy. And I was almost trying to grow at the edge of a cliff. Everyone was waiting for me to fall off that cliff.
And the pressure.
Every interview, every single thing I was like doing, I reeked of insecurity. And I was so insecure because I couldn't say anything.
But forward facing, your persona was probably the opposite.
Exactly.
It's overly confident, outgoing,
exactly, because
rock star, living the fucking dream life.
It's compensation to go like, I don't know who I am. Everyone's got an opinion of who I am. A lot of people are waiting for me to trip up. I've got this beautiful community that love me. And I was just like so lonely in my own head. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck.
Well, it's a prison. Your own head's a fucking prison.
It is. And I think that's when like I needed to take a second. And again, I found a guy called Chris Van Eerden. He was an ex-boxing champion. And I found him in a British boxing gym in LA. And it was something outside of music that I could do every day. What's crazy about art is people sell your emotions. You got to feel to provide music, to provide things, and I wasn't feeling anything at all.
Well, kind of, you know, your art and music, and it's obviously personal to you. You're writing
completely
about things that are personal to you, but you're writing that and selling that and performing that as someone else. Not as Dom.
This album is more Dom than I have ever been since I was 19 and started Youngblood. Because, again, like, I get up, I box 5 days a week. I get up at 7, I go boxing. Because when I have an outlet like that, and that's what I would honestly encourage anyone to do, if you have a hobby or you have an outlet, it alleviates 30% of anxiety. Like, that 30% of anxiety, you wake up, you go, you wake up and you're like, fuck.
Do you think part of it is having a routine as well?
Yeah, literally. And when I'm at a party and it's like midnight, I'm like, I'm sparring in the morning and I can't be like battered. Sometimes I've got to go home. Sometimes I've got responsibility because in rock music, right, there's no fucking responsibility whatsoever. You can walk into a dressing room and if I want to down a bottle of whiskey at 10 in the morning, I can, and we would find ourselves doing that. Like, I don't know, we're in Milan. We walk into the dressing room. Should we crack a beer?
But I suppose it's one of them that there's no other kind of job where that's acceptable.
No,
is it?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? If you're an accountant and you go to work at 10 in the morning.
It's fucking glamorized.
Yeah, well, it's a fucking cool thing to do.
You know what I mean? And it's like, it's a cool thing to do. It's like, let's fucking, like, I just had to get control of my emotions and I had to get control of myself. And it was so bizarre. I found boxing and I loved it. I literally fucking loved it.
Thank you so much for listening. If you want to find mental health support where you live or talk about your feelings, visit the Hub for Hope, www.hubforhope.co.uk, where you can find links to services across the UK.